Hey guys, welcome to A Moment with Mimi. I am Mimi, your local neighborhood friendly registered nurse. I am also a certified health coach and I specialize in self-care. If you have listened to previous episodes, you will know that I have decided to use this platform to kind of take you guys on my personal journey with learning how to not do self-care, but live with self-care practices. And I don't know if that sounds weird, but recently I read a post and I quoted it in the previous episode. But basically the gist is that self-care is not about consumerism. It's not about buying things or paying money all the time. Self-care should be you focusing on learning positive behaviors so that they have a long-term positive impact on your life, not just something you do here and there. You should live your life in a self-care kind of way. So that's what I'm learning to do. This week has been surprisingly a very eventful week. I have had some really unusual situations go on, and it kind of helped me to get some clarity about the journey that I'm on. So at the beginning of the week, I wanted to focus this week's podcast on what you ingest, including food as well as energy and thoughts and conversations. But towards the middle of the week, I went shopping and I was in a store and I really did not see anything I wanted to purchase. I was looking for some herbs because I love to brew me a tea. I drink tea at least 3 times a day. It's my thing. It makes me feel good. I like the routine of it. I like the taste of really earthy things. Tea is life for me. But this particular day, I just did not see any type of tea that I wanted to purchase. And I wasn't going to just spend money to spend it because I am working on being financially responsible. So I took my time and I walked around and this lady approached me. Full disclosure, she is a tarot card reader. And I know that can be a little off-putting to some people because they feel like it's a part of a specific religious practice and it means this, that, and the third. Well, I don't really subscribe to traditional religious beliefs. I believe that God put us on this earth to enjoy, learn, grow, you know, be an asset. So I am open to the experiences that life presents to me. I don't do anything stupid that'll get me like locked up or compromise my licenses. But if it's something that's interesting and it doesn't really seem harmful, I say, why not? So the lady asked me to pull a card. So I pulled the card and the card was the Maiden. And for some reason that just sparked something in me. She was like, you want a reading? And I thought about it for a second and agreed. And it was actually a really cool experience. I won't go into details about the cards that she pulled and the discussion that we had, but basically, after the reading, I was left with some really positive things to think about. The message of the reading was that I'm surrounded by wisdom and it's been around me for a long time. I just have to learn to let go and stop overthinking my life and my decisions and trust that I do what is best. And that as long as I continue to do that, I'll be fine. And I'm known to be a little indecisive. I will admit that is one of the character traits that I dislike about myself because life is about decisions and you gotta make them. So being indecisive really isn't productive. I've tried to work on it in the past and I get better. And then it's like, oh, I start second guessing myself again. So I don't know if I'll ever be like, oh, I'm super decisive. But it's nice that I have been given encouragement and reinforcement along my journey that validates that I do make good decisions, that I need to trust myself more and stop second guessing myself, because that's really when I get into trouble. So that is what I did. I decided to go back to what was working for me, what kept me balanced and at peace, and that happened to be my old acupuncturist. I had stopped seeing my acupuncturist because I found somebody new who was, you know, doing all these cool things and had like this whole plan of care, and you know I love plan of cares. I'm in healthcare, that's how we operate. I was like, yes, this vibes with me. But honestly, I did not feel the same results from the new acupuncturist that I felt when I was seeing my old acupuncturist. And I was like, oh, maybe I should just stay and like it'll all work out. No, I shouldn't have stopped my routine in the first place. But you know, hindsight is 2020. And for that reason, I decided to cancel the appointment that I had with the new acupuncturist. And I went to my old lady. And when I left, I felt amazing. Not only did she do acupuncture, she did cupping and ear therapy, just the whole works. And when I left, I went to the grocery store and it was just a beautiful day. It was funny. I was at the grocery store, and for some reason, when I pulled up, there were like these just beautiful women right outside. And I was like, you know, it's a beautiful day already, and here's more beauty just injected into the scene. It was really cool. So yeah, kind of rambling there, but trusting myself, not second guessing myself, has turned out to be the major theme of this week. And for me, that's self-care, because that's something that I have an issue with. So yeah, that's my self-care synopsis for the week. What I was originally going to talk about with the ingesting, having you have to be careful what you ingest. I am a vegetarian. My husband and I started that back in May, and I feel 10,000 times better ever since we cut meat out of our lives. I don't have the acid reflux. I sleep better. I have more energy. It's just been an overall makeover for the way that I operate. And I think my husband is experiencing the same thing too. But you know, everybody's results are different, so I wouldn't speak for him. But it's made a huge, huge impact on our day-to-day lives. But the other thing that I've been careful about is the energy from other people that I have taken in. I've started a new job recently, and I found myself in a situation to where I am being exposed to some negative energy. And I know that it is being directed specifically towards me because of how this first couple weeks panned out. I won't go into too many details because I don't know how, you know, that'll affect my professional life. And I'm not trying to, you know, upend all the positivity that I have going on. But at first, it really bothered me. I didn't understand why someone felt the need to be so negative towards me, like just specifically targeted negativity. It just blew my mind. But then what I had to realize is I have no control over how somebody acts towards me, but I control whether or not I dwell on it. And when I dwell on negative things, it kind of increases that negative presence in my life. So I decided to acknowledge the fact that I was not crazy, that this was in fact a not so fun situation. But also, I just kind of experienced the hurt and the confusion and the anger a little bit, and I released all that. I decided to just kind of experience my emotions, but not hold on to them. The same way we do with food. When you eat fruit or cake or meat or whatever it is you eat, it eventually comes out of your body. Its only true purpose is to supply you with the nutrients and the vitamins and the energy that you need to keep functioning. It's not meant to stay in you all the time, because if it did, it would rot, and it would rot the organs that it's touching, and eventually that would spread and it would kill you. So it's the same way with emotions. There's nothing wrong with experiencing your emotions, but you can't hold all that stuff in because it's not good for you. You're not meant to do that. We're not built to operate like that. So you would really do well to learn how to let stuff go. Don't deny what you feel, because that in itself can become a problem, because, you know, denial is negative in itself. And you don't really learn lessons when you don't really look at what's going on. So I don't know if that came out how I wanted it to, but basically, it's okay to feel what you feel. Just don't hold on to it. Yeah, that was my lesson for this week. And I surprisingly felt a lot better after I acknowledged it. I didn't even really need to vent to, like, my friends and family, because in the past when I'd done that, I'd done it for validation. It's like, are my feelings valid? Listen to what happened to me and reinforce how I'm feeling, like, justify my anger. But no, I trust myself. I know what I experience and what I feel, and that's good enough. My own interpretation of a situation is good enough. And after I acknowledge what I experience, I can take the lesson from it, and then I can discard what is not beneficial because I no longer need it. The lesson has been learned and life continues. So that has been the summary of my self-care this week. I hope that if you have something going on, be it good or bad, that you are able to acknowledge your emotions and then process it, learn from it, keep the lesson, but let go of whatever it is you don't need. And trust yourself. You know your life better than anybody else. Your experiences are valid the moment you experience them. All right, guys. Well, that's all I got. Until next time.